Brilliance Audio. Going Green by Nick Spaulding. Performed by Billy Fulford Brown. Chapter 1. Climate Change. Glass, glass, glass. Why did none of these sodding drinks ever come in something made of glass? Hugh Burnley Fishing Stall tells me that I should be buying more of my drinks in glass bottles instead of plastic ones. But how the hell am I supposed to do that when there are literally none on display here in the meal deal section of Boots? I shouldn't even be spending this much time looking, though, because time is something I most definitely do not have today. I'm already 10 minutes late for work, and I simply don't have the precious minutes to waste peering at the refrigerator section, trying in vain to locate a smoothie that isn't contained within the dubious confines of a single-use plastic bottle. Hugh Wormley Fittingshaw will just have to look down on me with disgust. I have to get going, and I have to get going now. I grab a bottle of Evian and pile it on top of my chicken mayo sandwich, along with a slightly sweaty-looking millionaire's flapjack. None of this looks all that appealing if we're being perfectly honest here, but given that the sandwich person who used to come around the office at lunchtime has been let go thanks to all of the cutbacks, and because I have no time to prepare food myself, I am forced to grab this kind of bland culinary experience every day or starve to death. If it were only the sandwich person that had disappeared from work, then things wouldn't be in the dire straits that they are. But so much more has gone wrong, and it isn't over yet. Which is the reason I can't be any later than I already am. It's become hard enough to avoid getting the heave-ho from Stratagem PR recently without turning up dishevelled and 10 minutes late. I have to get to work. The queue at the till is, of course, twice as long as it usually is. When I eventually get to the girl on the till, I curse myself internally when I realise I have once again forgotten my bag for life. There are now 10 or 12 of the bloody things floating about in the cupboard under the stairs. Sadly, I don't also have one tucked away in my handbag, waiting for me to pull it out and do my bit for the polar bears. I'll just buy another one. It'll be fine. Hugh Turnley Wobbling School will be turning in his grave, or possibly his kitchen, as I'm pretty sure he's still alive. I don't have time for the guilt to suffuse every part of my being. That's just the way of things today. Neither do I have time to exchange pleasantries with the till girl. As soon as she's idly beeped the meal deal across the scanner, I stuff it all into the hastily grabbed bag for life and head for the exit as fast as my late-for-work legs can carry me. My idiotic Mercedes C-Class starts to clobbity-bang before I've even driven it out of the car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?